This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, I would tell you what I would do. You should send an email to two coy Jews, Jay Witch, Shmuel, and Kobe too, making lots of jokes like no one does. So if you got a seasoned cheese vest, and the pinch will put your mind at ease when the Game Boy wins the game and John Wolfe is throwing down. I say Tota to Mondays. Yes, due to when it's a bonus Thursday. If I were you, show. 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 Dot. If I were you, show. 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 Dot com.
Yeah, Shane O'Sullivan, that parody.
Love it.
The acoustic version of Jake hit him with a real song.
It's fucking killing me. I can't. It's on the tip of my ass.
Because it's a song you love, but right. It's an acoustic version of that song, which doesn't exist. And then also they changed the lyrics.
Feel like giving. it's a Blink-182 song.
Yes.
Oh my God. Stop laughing for a second.
You're fucking me up. It's been 40 minutes. You really have to guess. If I were you, show.
Oh, wait, is it Josie?
It is Josie.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Oh, my God.
Now you gotta listen to it again with that.
Oh, man, I love Josie, too.
That'd be a good cover, just an acoustic cover in general. It sounded really good.
Yeah, it's a pretty song, isn't it?
There probably is an acoustic cover at this point.
There's gotta be. There's an acoustic cover of everything.
What's the deal with Josie? What do you know about Josie, the song? Why is it called that? Because it should be called, like, Everything's Gonna Be Fine or something. They never say Josie, right?
Right. I think it's theoretically about a girl named Josie.
And it's like about his girlfriend.
Right.
Takes collect calls from the road.
This is why I love this girl named Josie. But I don't think Josie was a real person. And I do believe in Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, the Blink-182 album. There is a song, I don't remember what it's called, but Mark says the name Josie.
Oh.
He says, Josie, you're my source of most frustration.
So at first he loved Josie.
Yeah, they went sour. But I don't think that she was ever real. I think it's just some kind of like
There should be a story about all these girls from popular rap or rock and roll songs throughout the years. Like, Delilah's a real person. Is Josie a real person?
I believe it, the Counting Crows have one.
About a girl?
Well, like, it's her name is in all of the songs.
Oh, and it's a fictional? A metaphorical, the royal girl?
There was like some article about like the real, I forget her name now. It's not Anna, is it?
What about Layla? Is that
Layla's
a real woman?
Person. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got me on my knees and all that.
Yeah, isn't it like Clapton was trying to steal the wife of like some other rock star from that
time? Oh, yeah, a Beatle?
Yeah.
So Josie is Layla's daughter.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it's all in the same universe. And that's how you can trace it all back to Eve.
That's so cool.
Yeah, which is kind of biblical and interesting. We are 2 weeks deep into our Patreon now. 2 weeks ago was our big announcement. Last week was our Hayes and Sean episode. This week we're two weeks deep starting today. We have 5 episodes plus the bonus Dupes 2 watch. Mm-hmm. We got people commenting. We got feedback. We got live streams.
Thursday we dropped Milkman.
Yeah, the Milkman two-parter. Schwa. So Ben is watching Milkman Part 1 and 2 with us, and that's online too. Now that it's up and running, what do you know? What do you like? Let's get some quick feedback.
Quick feedback. One, I think of every member of our Patreon as a true day one.
Okay.
Anyone who signs up after hearing me discuss it today mm-hmm. is official day two.
Oh, so you're going every 2 weeks is a day.
That's right.
So we can change the tier name now. Yeah. To day the two. Day twos.
Day twos, fuck yous.
Okay.
Just kidding. I'd still like you. You're still a day one in my heart.
How about day one at the end of today?
At the end of the month.
Okay. So an so October. Three,
you have until October 28th.
This is coming out, I think, October 28th. The 29th. Up until October, this is still a day one.
You can still be a day one.
To
me, the most exciting thing about the Patreon is the new web series that we're going to do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The stretch goal.
The stretch goal.
Yeah. This stuff is sort of to drum up interest and excitement because we just know our fans would want to hear this stuff.
Yeah.
But the goal is not to provide commentary on our old videos forever and ever.
I mean, it's really fun. And I think we won't stop doing it. We'll do all 800. And these episodes are like 15 minutes. Really, they're fun to watch. We got some feedback, and I think they're going to be even better moving forward. We're mm-hmm. going to take more time to pause the videos and like discuss them more in depth.
Discuss, dissect, show.
I also think I said this to you on text, but like in our first batch, I like went in purposefully cold, having not seen any of the videos,
because
I was like, I want to like see my live reaction.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could serve the purpose of like the end product better going into every video a little bit more of an expert.
Right. If you read the scripts, maybe there's a rough draft. Maybe there's a what did it look like originally or the email that you first sent that included that word.
Yeah. There's also something fun about like when we find those emails, like you see who our producers were because we had like a few different producers.
Yeah, and they were the unfortunate ones in charge of getting the shit that we needed to shoot. And sometimes we're like, we don't need anything for this, but we do need a Milkman outfit for Ben. And it's like the day before we shoot.
Yeah.
And we talk about it in the Milkman episode that when Ben and us did these videos, it was very loosely scripted and it was just emails flying back and forth. We actually read the email chain during the Milkman episode with Ben.
The email chain is the script and it is all just a batshit crazy brainstorm from Ben and Ben alone.
Yeah, at one point Ben suggests becoming the cottage cheese man and then he suggests being the doctor.
Make it into the final one?
No, I don't think the cottage cheese joke did. But we're reading these scripts and we're reading these outlines and we're reading these brainstorms and you can see how far away they are from what we ended up shooting.
Yeah. I remember having the idea to push Jeff like totally randomly. And we're just like, Jeff, can we push you for this video?
He's right.
Like, okay.
And now it's like one of the more famous Jake and Amir gifts is like the one that Ben gets sent a lot is Ben just shoving someone proudly at the beginning of that.
It really is so funny.
And then we talk about how like Stoney sort of took the video itself and then made it a song. And now we can't even watch the video without thinking of that song.
That Stoney song is what we came out to on our first tour in London.
That's right.
And it's also what we came out to, what Ben walked on stage to when he surprised the crowd in London.
That's right.
A few years later.
Yeah, and they
just went
crazy.
I don't know if I said that in the video, but I'm saying it now.
What was I going to say? I was saying, one, we should have Stoney on the show
to
talk about the songs that he made and how the hell he made them.
That's true.
Because, like, when I'm watching the videos and you're like, no, listen up, everybody. This is the guy that sucked my dick. Like, you can't not hear the song.
That's true.
He took it and ran with it. And then I was thinking of what we can add, because as of right now, we hit our first goal of 1,000, hit our first goal of 2,500. We have another one at 10,000, but in between the two, different milestones to like help us get there.
That's right.
Videos that we can drop to keep people excited, engaged, entertained. And Mars just showed me, she took a video of my best man speech at your wedding, subtitled it. So it's kind of like lost archival footage. It's not incredibly sharp. It's not incredibly clear.
There's the caveat.
But there is subtitled. A video. There is a video with subtitle, and you can hear my speech. I say we drop it in for the 5,000.
I watched it. It was great.
There we go. And you were there live.
And I was there. And it held up.
So let's drop it into the Patreon. At 5,000 patrons, we release that to anybody that subscribed.
Sweet. I also, my wedding photos just came in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I will upload the entire album in
carte blanche?
Zip drive. Carte blanche.
Just black and white, real intimate,
I'll share
first
the
reveal.
Link.
Yeah.
No,
and a boudoir book that you made.
There's photos like of all the speeches, but yours are especially funny because like they're like photos of you giving your speech, and then they're just like photos of all around like everybody like dying laughing.
Oh,
and then
great.
There's like a photo of me with Jill cracking up and my head is just in my hands. Your speech was essentially
ashamed.
A roast of me.
Yeah. I tried to make it not as roasty, but I could not make it too roasty.
No. I mean, on second watch, I realized that like you lay into me and you know, like in a roast, you usually are like, you lay into somebody and you're like,
you end on a high
yeah,
note.
But like no one's better than Jake. He's like, you know, whatever.
Right.
You say none of that.
Yeah.
The one
I did
nice thing you
pump
say
fake.
At the end is about Jill.
Uh-huh. I wanted to make sure she was good. Happy on her special day.
Yeah. But no apology. Yeah. Well, when we get to 5,000, you guys will see for yourself.
We can actually upload those photos every time you do a post. I'm learning about Patreon. You can upload photos to accompany it. So maybe we can upload some private wedding photos as well.
Oh, very nice. All of the ones of us getting ready.
Yeah.
Oh, did we ever talk about the gift, the groom's gift that I gave you guys?
No.
I don't know if we did.
Yeah.
But there are good photos of that too. For the groom's gift, I got all of my groomsmen.
We'll save it for the Patreon.
Really?
At 7,000, we do the reveal. Every single patron has a grand reveal.
That's
every
right.
number is
every
a goal.
1,000. If we get to 11,000, we'll start the new web series and I'll give you a groom's gift.
No, you could say what the groom's gifts are.
So I got everybody cufflinks in the form of their spirit animal.
That's right.
I got Carnell a frog. Because I had already gotten him bear cufflinks, I know he's Mama Bear, but
yeah.
Like him and I texted each other lots of gifts of frogs for some reason.
He's also a huge Trump supporter, so he's kind of like got
a
that pedo frog, yeah.
I got Dave a pig because he's the most smelly with the most belly.
Of course.
I got Jeff a fox because he's sort of sly and sexy, but also a little furtive,
yep.
secretive,
uh-huh.
shy like a fox.
Uh-huh. Shy
my brother
sly.
A tiger because he just likes Bengali beer.
That's
he
nice.
Is strong and fierce like a tiger.
Uh-huh.
I got myself a hawk because that's my favorite bird. And I got you a tiny little chipmunk.
Yeah, why was that? I didn't quite understand
well,
the
because,
chipmunk part of it.
Yeah, I guess it's not really the spirit animal as much as you're a chipmunk. So I just
okay.
got you something
yeah,
to represent
like,
you.
I'm not really, though. Like, I'm not really a chipmunk. And, like,
that's,
I don't really consider myself
right.
to be a chipmunk.
I think it's fun that you... I guess it's part of the mystique, part of the charm that you could
right.
consider yourself a real boy.
Human, yeah.
That's
I mean,
fun.
I don't consider myself a real boy. I'm an
right.
adult man, a male, obviously.
Do you, and where,
walking,
do you buy, where do you buy your... Like, you're wearing shorts right now. Where do you buy your clothing from?
I buy them from wherever I get. I got this one at maybe a sporting goods store. They're like
right.
running
And how
pants.
Do you, how do you, I'm just wondering, because like
yeah.
male pants have like just two leg holes in
so
the waist.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I have.
What do you do for your tail? Your sweet little bushy tail. Your adorable little fluffer tail.
I did do this. I did slit a little hole in the back, right. but it's not because I have a tail.
I do, okay.
I have a what's called a pronounced coccyx. So like, it looks
it,
like I had a tail
is
removed.
Is it fuzzy?
Yeah, it's a little bushy, like kind of like a bump.
All right.
It's kind of like a bushy little bump.
Okay.
And when I'm excited, it like...
Wax.
Yeah, exactly like
okay,
that.
Cool. So that's why I got you this cufflinks.
I got it. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Just like me.
All right. So thanks to everybody that signed up for our Patreon so far. We appreciate the feedback. Thanks to everyone who's been weighing in, helping us groom and make it better so we can know what to provide you with. And again, at 5,000 patrons, we're dropping that best man speech.
Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it.
We make a post today about... suggestions for content that we can put in there.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this now and you want to weigh in and let us know what you'd like to see,
Yeah, it's kind of like a new forum in there. We can post and people can respond and we can respond to their responses.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like Reddit in that regard.
Have you thought about the new web series at all?
No. I know that I lean towards almost like super hyper-realistic mockumentary type stuff, which we haven't really done before. All our stuff is very like stylized and like character-rich. But imagine if it was like shot almost like The Office or something. What would that look like?
Confessionals.
Yeah, confessionals. Stuff that, like, I like stuff that seems real even though it's not. Very, you know what I mean? Like, almost like, wait, is that accurate? Like, are they acting right there?
And we'd be in it.
Yeah, we'd be the stars of that mockumentary type show. Could be an angle to do.
Blurring the lines even further.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, everything I've said so far has been scripted.
Right.
Do you know that?
Yeah, yeah, I'm reading the same script.
Yeah, doctor. Yeah, yeah, I'm reading the same script. All right, here we are.
Turn scripts at each other.
giggles, laughs into the microphone, stumbles a little bit. All right, let's read some questions. This is an advice show. After all, people are sending us emails. They're in sticky situations. They're in need of our guidance, our wisdom, our advice. We do our best to provide it. Again, on our Patreon is a 30-minute bi-weekly, every other week, video version of this podcast. But we're never, ever letting go of this free version.
Yes.
So why don't we get into this really salacious question from a 21-year-old female who's in love with her professor in his early 30s.
Early 30s. That's my age, man.
That's right. We'll call this lady Zinda.
Why not Josie?
Josie's good, actually.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say Zindal.
Zindal.
But doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no.
Josie writes, I'm going to try to do this all in one breath.
Okay. You said it was really long.
Yeah, it's like several paragraphs. Ready?
Okay. God, it sounds like you
all right,
can't even say a sentence without a really deep breath.
College started back up in the beginning of September, and I was obviously pretty bummed out since I fucking hate school. You get that?
Sure do. Dropped out, baby.
However, 2 days in, I went to my first chemistry lecture of the year, and the professor was the sexiest man I have ever seen in my fucking life. Now, I know it's cliche and hard to believe, but he was so unbelievably gorgeous. Think Theo James, but I'd argue even more attractive. Do you know who Theo James is?
I just Googled him, and I do.
Who?
Now. He was in the Divergent series.
Okay.
It's not really something you would know. It's one of those
fantasy
lame
nerd
action
stuff.
Movies that I watched when I've watched literally every other action movie I possibly
What does he look
can,
like? Does he look like Jonathan Brandis kind of style? Does he have like a Bieber mentality, or is he like a hot sort of like a Matthew Fox meets Ben Affleck? Chiseled beard.
I think he's Bieber meets Affleck in a way. He's got the kind of like kissable lips.
Oh, I see. He's sort of a Taylor Lautner type.
He's a little taller. He's lankier.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's super hot. Like, he looks kind of off to me, you know?
Anyway, so she's in love with her professor. I couldn't believe that he was my professor. I could hear girls talking about how hot he was, and I felt like I was in an anime or something. I don't know if that happens in anime, So she feels like she's in an anime, even though she doesn't know that this happens in anime.
Totally.
But like the idea of schoolgirls giggling at a cute professor just feels anime to her.
That makes sense. Oh, wow. Theo James is the same age as me.
Exactly?
Not exactly. He's a little older.
So what? You have time to catch up or something? Like,
I don't need to catch up.
Oh, you think you're hotter than Theo?
Not hotter, but as.
What?
As hot.
Got it.
As
hot as. Hot as, mate. Anyway, we thought we get through the lecture, but some of it wasn't sticking with me. So I decided to hold back after the class and ask the professor some more in-depth questions. Honestly, I wasn't trying to fuck. He was way out of my league. But much to my surprise, he felt almost maybe kind of flirting with me. He was making a lot of jokes and touched my shoulder a few times. So scandalous. It's the next week, which was a lab. It alternates between labs and lectures weekly, and I show up ready to go. It was partner work, but I unfortunately got stuck with no partner. Since everyone pairs up quickly, I found myself falling behind everyone else and struggling with some aspects. The professor noticed amongst the essentially sea of students and came to my rescue. He helped me set... this sounds like a Playboy story. He helped me set up my slides.
This was written by Theo James.
And taught me how to adjust the... Yeah, this was written by the chemistry teacher. He helped me set up my slides and taught me how to adjust the lens on my microscope. All that fun stuff. He then repeated the same as last time, making a lot of jokes, placing his hand on my back this time. I thanked him for his assistance and then sneakily watched as he went to the other students. And he wasn't being nearly as friendly with them and was being much more matter-of-fact and to the point. So I start to think that maybe he thinks I'm cute or whatever. I have guys hitting on me often and people in my life seem to think I'm not ugly. Shocking to me, I'm humble, winky emoji. I decided to see where this goes and I asked him to come back for more help. He is being very friendly, and I start switching the topic to non-chemistry-related things. He asks what my plans are for the weekend, and I conveniently have none. I sort of expected him to ask me out at this point, since historically that's the follow-up question. But he doesn't. So I make a comment about how we should do something together, more of a joke, but again, I'll take what I can get, though he is out of my league. He says that he would love to, but he's out of town that weekend. I leave it at that so as to not come across as pushy. You get it so far, right?
Yeah.
Flirting. Chemistry is at an all-time high, ironically
literally.
Enough.
Very nice.
And now he's asking her what she's up to this weekend, and he's like, sorry, I can't hang out. I'm out of town. The following week's classes, the flirting ensues. At this point, he knows my name, and he almost goes out of my way to greet me when I walk through the door. It's been 6 or 7 weeks at this point. We're basically married. Note that he does not do this with the other students. Oh, I bet she notices that very clearly. Mm-hmm. It's now reading week, which is a week off, and it's Friday night. I'm going to go get fucked up with my two friends at a new bar and club that I've never been to. In fact, I had never been to a club before last night. We walk in and start drinking a little bit, eating some delicious deep-fried pickles, which is classic club fare.
So hot.
When you're grinding, you want that oily sourness. I'm scanning the crowd, trying to see if there's any cute boys I could gush about to my friends when I see my fucking professor.
Theo James!
Theo James. I start freaking out. My friends are freaking out. They keep pushing me to go talk to him, but that would be fucking weird, so I just pretend like he's not there, and I order another drink, then another, then my friends order some more. Anyway, I'm starting to get a little drunk at this point. In like 30 minutes, I'll probably be very drunk.
Oh, no.
My professor then somehow spots me and comes up to chat. I make a joke about how weird it is that one of my teachers actually has a life. He starts joking back. That's right. He keeps leaning into me to talk to me, and he's speaking into my ear since the music and people are so loud. And this gets me fucking going. I'm literally Niagara Falls wet. That's right. How many metric tons of fucking liquid is that?
I'm so certain now that this was written by the professor.
Vodka makes me horny anyway, but this sexy-ass man whispering into my ear is making me drown.
Oh, my God.
I try my...
Anyway, I killed the entire bar. Everyone drowned.
Everyone
what
surfs
do I do?
Out. I try my best to be sexy and continue joking with him, getting more drunk. I figured he definitely likes me at this point, and I try to seduce him by asking if he wants to go to the washroom with me. I'm cringing so hard as I type this, I want to die. Please know I'm not typically like this. He again laughs, but brushes me off. I assume he's just being gentlemanly, and I let him know that he doesn't have to be by putting my hand around his neck and head and then leaning in to say this to him. I'm being serious. I really want you. Then I lean up to make out with him.
Oh, pickle breath.
I get as far as my mouth touching his and he pulls away. He looks really horrified and I feel fucking stupid. As I type this, my face is so fucking red, I'm going to puke from embarrassment. I drunkenly apologize, then stumble back to my friends, literally crying from shame.
Oh no.
My friends start dying laughing and I pout at the table for the rest of the night. I am now just fucking dreading the fact that I ever have to go back to class. So here are my questions. How do I proceed with this? Should I avoid him or bring it up next time I see him? Do you guys think that it seems like he's interested in me? Thank you for reading this. Again, I love you guys. Good luck with the Patreon too. Wow. What a tale.
Okay.
So what do you make of all this?
I think he was horrified based entirely on the deep fried pickles.
Oh, you think he is into her?
That's the thing. Like, she definitely came on to him in a very cringy way. Like,
strong.
She didn't close correctly. But I think all signs were pointing to the fact that he was into her.
Yeah.
He was definitely flirting with her.
Yeah.
He's definitely, like, making moves to come over to her at the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that he might have just pulled away because he didn't want to kiss you publicly.
Oh, like, you if think he has it's other students at the bar. Thing.
Yeah, of course.
So you say he still might be into her.
Yeah. Quick caveat, I don't know what the rules are at college and if this is like creepy as fuck or not, you know? Like,
I think it's legal. And I think it's based on certain colleges not even fireable. Then again, I'm basing this on my friend who's a professor at a Canadian university. So he tells me in Canada it's fine. I don't know the rules in America.
I do remember that, like, Kelly dated her professor on Jeff? Saved by the Bell.
Was it Jeff, was it?
I think so.
Because, you know, it's of legal age, 21 and 30-something. So the age itself is not a thing. They're also not boss and employee, so it's not like a workplace harassment sort of thing. But I would say it's a gray area.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what's causing him to pull back a little bit.
Even if it's, like, you know, fine at the college, I think there's still like the social aspect of it where he like doesn't want to be seen as like a teacher who's hooking up with students. Is he a straight up teacher, not like
yeah,
TA
professor,
or
professor?
Yeah, I mean that's
a pretty cool job for a hot person.
I don't think that's like you can go to the bars and hook up with your students.
Yeah,
you
know? Level.
No,
and maybe you were wasted and he wasn't as well.
Right. It sounds like you were very drunk. I think. I stand by that you guys were flirting, trending towards hooking up, and you just made it a little too hot at the end.
You accelerated and didn't time it quite right.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this for a plan? You go back to class, you don't like avoid him, you don't say make a big deal out of this, mm-hmm. and you just sort of wait until the end of the semester. Then you see if he asks you out. If he doesn't, then you can ask him out. He's no longer your teacher. Maybe the attraction's still there. Right. You wait for him to do the work by asking you out. And if he doesn't, then you can ask him out.
I like that. But the issue still stands of, like, she doesn't even want to go back to class.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to, like, walk into lab on Monday, not be able to find a partner. And then, like, the teacher comes and has to, like, I don't know. That's very uncomfortable, which is why I think you go in shit-faced,
still wasted. Yeah. In that
fried
dress.
Pickles, anyone?
You assume she's British. Yeah, yeah.
I have a deep fried pickle here.
So you're still acting like you're in the club.
Oh,
you're talking loud
I'm
as
drowning.
If there's loud music.
I'm drowning in my vaginal fluid, mate.
Yeah.
Help me.
Can you show me where the microscopes are?
Oh, I'll show you where a microscope
is. So you're still talking as though you're a drunk British waitress at a deep house club.
That's right.
You're still wearing cocktail attire.
Remember that bit that we were doing in London of a lady on her Hindu?
A 95-year-old lady on a bachelorette party.
I think it was a bachelorette party who got, like, trapped in some sort of, like, ancient demon's body.
Yeah.
She was cursed to an old woman's body.
So it's
for
like,
making fun of somebody on her Hindu.
So in England, in the UK, a bachelorette party is called a Hindu.
Hindu. Yeah.
So this
a
character.
Stag party?
Yeah.
And a Hindu.
And a Hindu. So this lady has been cursed. She's now an 88-year-old looking woman, even though she's 26 right. on her Hindu.
I was on my Hindu.
And
I saw this old bugger.
Yeah.
And we made fun of her.
Yeah.
And then she swallowed my soul.
She cursed you.
She cursed me to eternity, yeah?
Yeah.
And now I'm on my Hindu forever.
So you're
I'm
stuck.
In this wrinkled old body.
You're like stuck in a bachelorette
this
party.
It's hell.
It's hell, dude.
It's hell.
It's a
I thought it was a Hindu.
That's our show.
Yeah.
That's our new
That's
Patreon
the new
web
Patreon
series.
Web series.
It's called Helldo.
That's not bad.
And it's about a 98-year-old who's stuck on a bachelorette party that will never end.
And it's a mockumentary. Super real.
That's right. Shot cinema verite style, all on an iPhone 4.
iPhone 4? I'm a Hindu.
Do you think he seems interested in me? We do. But how do you go back to class? Do you avoid him? Do you act cool? Do you act as cool as you possibly can?
Yeah, I think you can't drop the class. Just pretend like nothing ever happened.
Oh.
And he's probably doing the same thing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to bring it up either.
Yeah. And I also think there's a chance that after you play it cool, he comes back and is like, sorry about the other night.
Oh,
I just didn't want to kiss you in a big crowded bar.
What if you act completely cool, but your shirt says, I'm sorry? So it's kind of like a cheeky little nod.
Oh, sorry.
Like, hey, how's it going? This weekend was weird, right? And her shirt
says
in big block letters, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's cheeky.
It's cheeky.
But
it's
perfect
for a Hindu.
And do give us a follow-up up on this. I definitely want to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. Especially if this dude is Theo frickin' James. Now that I know what he looks like, game over. All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and answers after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found
that wasn't me
and canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Jake, do you have any?
On to less sooner than five.
All right. I actually don't, but guess what?
What?
We've got a special surprise guest caller.
No.
Yeah.
How did you?
Mama Bear, nice. Mike Carnell, is on the line, on the horn, woo, on my phone.
Oh, my God. If we did this right, we're also recording his voice. Mike Carnell, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear. Boys, happy to be here. Do I have to pay the Patreon fee in order to keep going? Or
yeah,
is this pro bono?
This is a master tier, actually. So that's going to be $24.99 a month.
But. Yeah, you can Venmo Jake directly. I'd hate for Patreon to get a cut of that money.
Nice. Wow.
All right, yeah.
Venmo just came through, Mike. Boys. That is very generous.
Wow.
I love the content. I love your entrepreneurial spirit. Happy to support you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in. We'll talk to you later.
Wait.
All right, cool, man.
No, what is it? Why are we calling? What's your piece of unsolicited advice?
Oh, my unsolicited advice, I'll give two. One, and this is something I'll pass on to my children as well. Don't order French fries delivery. They never are good. They get soggy. You know, they put them in these styrofoam containers. It steams up. You're going to get a lot of condensation on the top of that lid.
Yeah.
And that's going to transfer to your fries.
It's they really so please, are always bad. God.
It's funny. Like, you never see styrofoam anywhere.
It's a very poor way to store your fries. And, you know, just from people out there, I would say get a different side that might hold up upon delivery, because I've been disappointed multiple times in my life with the quality of my fries.
Yeah, I think almost every time I've been disappointed, but I don't stop. No one's ever told me to stop till now.
Because even a bad fry is pretty good.
Well, I mean, and my other, you know, a little small piece of that is if they are a little bit soggy, don't do the microwave, because that water from that condensation is going to get into the fries and it's going to make them soggier. What you want to do is you're going to want to crisp those up in a saute pan.
Oh.
This is a cooking podcast, right?
Yeah, it is now. So you're pan frying. You're not even oven baking it.
I've done the pan frying.
You don't
want to
oven
pizza,
it. Takes forever.
Interesting.
And Jake, I don't have to tell you this. Those same properties of the pizza crust, that's going to transfer over to the fries. So you're going to want to crisp those up on
a
cast iron or a nonstick.
At a certain point, I'm cooking the food. They should be paying me.
Yeah, hell yeah. The delivery? The restaurant.
Yeah, the delivery guy. I want him to pay me cash.
The delivery guy's the middleman.
Hey, give me my tip back, you piece of shit. I'm cooking these myself.
All right, that's a solid tip.
That's a really good tip.
Number two?
Number two. I guess my second piece of unsolicited advice is buy your tickets to our live show Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween is on.
If you know, I know we have a lot of Jake and Amir fans listening to your podcast, of course.
Of course.
And those fans might also be fans of the Rosenberg twins.
That's right.
Who have made a couple appearances. Now, for those of you guys who don't know, me, Dave, and Jeff, we do a little pod, and we're throwing a live show in Brooklyn, New York, this Halloween. It's got a costume contest. I made a trophy from scratch by hand.
Wow. You
really did. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, Dave ruptured a disc in his back, so he might be out in a wheelchair and in pain if you've ever want to see him cry.
Dave is hurt.
This is your chance.
Is Dave hurt every live show? I'm trying to think of a live show where he didn't have a different injury.
Well, yeah, because the first Twinnovation one, he had like run into the speaker.
Yeah, he banged his knee.
His knee was so swollen.
We're actually currently in litigation with North Door in Austin because it was too dark and he shouldn't. It was too dark and it's their fault he ran into that.
It was too dark. And then the next year at North Door, he injured his shoulder arm wrestling Nick on stage.
Yeah.
Still in litigation. They shouldn't have. It was an unsanctioned match and they shouldn't have let us do it.
And now what does he have? He has a disc in his back?
Well, the stress from the two lawsuits that ruptured a disc.
Oh my God. You hate to see that.
I think he has a herniated disc on top of his sciatic nerve and also a ruptured disc.
So
he got a big shot.
Someone has to go to the show just to see that.
Yeah. He's always Marge Simpson for Halloween if anyone's interested. And we're thinking about wheeling him out like Marge Simpson, but in a Hannibal Lecter mask or something like that. Just to sort of
That'll be good for
to help him feel better and to be able to like keep the wheels in motion of his wheelchair, which he will be using.
Some sort of weird cosplay. So how do people get tickets to the show?
Well, guys, you're going to want to go to, you know, bit.ly/Hallomaine. Now, you can't just type Hallomaine. You're going to want to hit that caps lock before you hit Hallomaine, because Jeff doesn't know how to set up custom links. And for some reason, he didn't realize it was cap sensitive, and he did it all in caps because, quote, he wanted to grab attention. But we've had a lot of people putting it in lowercase. It doesn't work.
Got
if you
it.
Want to keep it caps. Hallomaine is spelled HALLOWMAYNE.
And you know, actually, the Hallomaine ticket link is my Instagram bio. That's right. I took out the Patreon and I put the Hallomaine Instagram bio link.
And it'll stay there past Halloween.
Yeah, I don't even give a fuck. Also, buying tickets to this show was my unsolicited advice, I believe, 2 weeks ago. So if you don't trust me, trust Mike.
Yeah, we're trying to pack the house. I think we're trying to get to 200 people. And we're going to have a live performance of our intro, which is what we just found out.
Oh, that's
a lot of people were fans of the podcast. We're actually going to have the guy come rap it. We got Miles Felix, our DJ, in the house. We've got some fun inventions.
Wow.
And of course, the costume contest. Plus, if you come and you bring five friends, my other offer, and I've offered this to our fans as well.
Free fries.
If you can prove that you brought five friends, I will give you one personal item from my home.
Anything they want?
No, I choose.
All right. I want the TV, dude. I want that new lamp, man.
I'll take the 65-inch plasma.
Shit. I really thought you were going to say a pencil.
A 65-inch pencil, dude. You know that one I keep in my room. But I am offering this up to all fans. If you can prove that you're bringing five people, I will bring you a personal item from my house. And again, that's bit.ly/Hallomaine in all caps, baby.
Holy shit. So this is like a Twinnovation themed party, basically.
Yeah, and I'm like, I think, you know, Dave's been living in LA, so a lot of people don't get to party with us. But Jake, you can attest that we fucking go hard.
Yeah, and it's at Littlefield, right? Littlefield just like has a bar. I remember when me and Amir did our first show at Littlefield's, we just hung out for the next 3 hours and got drunk with people.
And that's what we're doing. The doors are at 7:30, shows at 8:30, probably done by 9. We'll party for 3 hours if you live in New York, or if you got to go back. We could get you on the road home by midnight, and that's pretty reasonable for Halloween night. You could stay out late and party with the boys.
Yeah, dude, it's a Wednesday. People should turn up.
Wednesday's the new Thursday.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And if you bring 10 friends to the show, I will tell you one deep, dark secret about Jake that I promise to take to the grave.
Let's give it a teaser. Tease it right now. That's the first half of the secret.
Yeah, okay, you want to hear one?
Just
no,
the first half.
Drop the call. Hang up on him.
Then buy 10 tickets, Bloom. I'm going to give that shit away for free. I'm a businessman.
Good luck. Good man. Good fight. Good night. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks for having me, boys. I love you.
Love you too. We'll see you soon. What a thrill. Our first call-in.
Huge. I'm wearing headphones.
He didn't mention our big piece of news. It's weird. He like came on and talked about his show, but he didn't talk about ours.
So much is going on these days between the Twinnovation live show, and now Lonely and Horny Season 2 is coming out next week.
I believe a week from today, if you're listening to this on a Monday. It's coming out Monday, November 5th on Dropout.
Yeah.
What's that custom URL to let them know that we sent them? It was signup.dropout.tv/lonely and horny.
Yeah.
And season one is on there right now in its entirety.
Correctamundo.
And then season two, first episode drops in a week. I'm excited for people to see this. I feel like they already have just because we shot it last year.
Because we watched it so many times as we were editing it too.
Yeah. So we're inching very close to the debut of season two of Lonely and Horny on Dropout.
And the more you guys watch it, the more you guys talk about it, the more you guys ask for season three, the better our chances are. And that'd be really dope. So let them know you like it.
Signup.dropout.tv/lonely and horny. All right, let's try to answer some more questions. That first one was epic.
Solid cue.
It was a story and a half.
For the ages.
Let's see if we got
literally, a
couple.
21 to 33.
Yeah, cool. I guess any question is for the ages because everyone has ages in it.
Don't belittle my points.
Sorry.
All right, let's go. What else do you want to?
Another lady, Blink-182 themed or otherwise. Let's call this lady Layla. Another song about another lady. Hope married life is treating Jake well. Speaking of marriage, my boyfriend of 7 months just popped the goddamn question.
Huh?
With a huge, gorgeous ring, I told him that I had to think about it. Naturally, he's not pleased. I'm 25 and in my final year of veterinary school. He's 35 and has a fancy job. I love him to death, but I don't want to get married straight out of college. I told him I didn't think we'd break up, but I haven't lived a life where I'm not studying all the time. Is it unreasonable to think that I should be able to graduate and live life without being someone's wife? I don't want to break up, but it's only been 7 months. All my friends think he's this dreamy guy who loves me. But all I can think about is all the years in my 20s that I missed when my nose was in the books. Can I say no and have it not ruin us? Thanks. Love you two Jews.
Yeah, wow.
How sure were you that Jill was going to say yes when you proposed? Like, this is not a... I can't imagine flipping a coin and just hoping for the best at this
getting
question.
Getting a ring and being like, all right, I'm going to ask.
It's a 50-50.
No one fucking knows. Well, let's hope she says yes. I got the ring's nice enough.
Yeah, I don't even want to, like, go in for a kiss if I'm not 99% sure. But if I'm popping the question, making sure that... I really want to ensure that somebody is willing to spend the rest of my life with me.
I mean, there was no chance that Jill was going to say no. We had talked about our wedding a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to do it too late rather than too early.
There was no surprise there.
No. It's just the surprise as to when that there was there.
Yeah. The surprise is, like, exactly when and how and what the ring will look like.
And some people are even choosing the rings together nowadays.
Yeah, that definitely happens.
Like, I don't know about a ring. Let's decide on a ring together and I'll pop the question sometimes in the next whenever long.
Right. Well, and some people too, like, want to get their wedding, like, their venue booked, because venues book up like 2 years in advance.
And then it's like, okay, so now, like, let's pop the question sometime in the next year.
Yeah, because we got a wedding in a year and a half.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Can she say no and have it not ruin the relationship?
I mean, if you're like... Listen to the question you wrote, lady. Like, you aren't sure. You don't want to do it. The only reason that you think you should do it is because your friends said you should and because you feel bad for the guy. That's not a good reason to get married to somebody.
But there's a difference between no and maybe I just don't know yet.
Well, I mean, maybe I just don't know yet is essentially no.
No feels like no and it's over. We're never going to get married. But then there's no, not now.
Yeah.
I think you can get over a no, not now.
Totally.
Because then it's like, let me just delay the decision.
I think it's selfish of this guy to ask you after 7 months while you're still in school and not even discuss it with you.
Yeah, I think he went for it because he's a charming 35-year-old. He's like, time's running out. Let's just fucking go for it.
Yeah, but you have to I'm not saying you have to, like, discuss your wedding details and be like, we're definitely going to get married. But you should, like, on the table. Like, yeah. I definitely talked about marriage with Jill, even, like, beyond, like, a cursory amount in, like, the first year or two, you know?
Just to have, test the waters. Right. The first year, like, or two, and this is not even, like, it's been, like, half a year.
In the first year or two, if I had proposed to her at any point, it would have, like, knocked her off her feet for sure. She would have been very surprised. But, like... It wouldn't have come completely out of nowhere because, like, I got a sense of, like, did she want to have kids? Does she want to be, like, those?
But imagine how crazy it would have been. Like, you guys weren't even living together
in
the same city 7 months
crazy.
In.
And I think to catch you so flat-footed, that means, like, you guys haven't discussed marriage at all.
Yeah.
And, like, that stuff needs to be broached a little bit.
Is this a game breaker? Or is it, like, is this a reason to break up with someone?
Because he like got it so wrong.
Does he now lose the opportunity? Are you just a one question and you're out kind of person?
Yeah. I don't think he like completely loses the opportunity, but I don't think that your response should be like, not right now, but we'll see. Like, you should just be like, no, I'm not like anywhere close to being ready. I want to finish school. I want to live my life. I'm 25 and I'm
not ready.
It sounds
like she wants to be even single.
Maybe
like
so.
Trying that for a year.
At the very least, it sounds like you're not ready to be married.
You know what would
be
cool? So you would get engaged, and that begins a one-year, last-year timer. So it's like, yes, let's get married. The couple then splits up for a year, and the two people can go ham, and then they get back together to get married.
That's a nice way to do it, but it would make for, like, really, really weird, jealous vows.
Yeah. Like, but imagine if that were the status quo. The engagement period is basically being single again.
It's Rumspringa.
That's right, because you're basically committed to the rest of your life. So you're saying, okay, let's just at least go ham. We'll be single for a year. Get it out of a quote unquote our systems.
It's crazy because like there's not any reason that society shouldn't have chosen that one.
That's a great rule. That's an exciting rule too. And I bet more people would get married knowing that's the rule. Because then you're like, all right, let's start the fucking year off.
Why don't you implement it when you propose to your girlfriend?
That's what it'll say on the ring. Like, all right, and now begins the timer.
The ring is actually just a tiny little timer.
Clock.
You like twist the diamond all the way around.
Yeah.
And it just like slowly clicks.
And then I'm out of there so fast that the ring is sort of still hovering in the air before she even answers. Because I'm like hightailing it to a brothel. Yeah, it's still dangling in midair. By the time it lands, I've already started three new relationships because literally a year is all I have left.
I didn't know you had it in you.
All right, let's start. Let us know if anyone wants to implement that rule. I love that rule. Great job coming up with it.
Me.
That was a really good rule, me.
You did it. Good work.
All right, let's see. Oh, this is sort of a similar question coming from another lady. This is turning into a ladies-themed episode.
Sadie Hawkins, baby.
Delilah, we'll call her. Day one listener ever here, and I have a conundrum for you two today. I'm from Canada, and exactly a year ago, I moved to New Zealand.
Sweet as, mate.
For 1 year for a working holiday. A month before I left, I met someone. Someone who I really connected with mentally, spiritually, and physically. I really liked this guy, and after we spent a month together, we had to say our goodbyes and wished each other well. We stayed in contact sporadically while I was in NZ. And he was in Spain for a 6-month exchange. And recently, I've let him know that I'm coming back to Canada. He says he's really excited to see me again. He's not dating anyone as far as I know, and I'm still interested in him. My question is, how the heck do I act when I see him again for the first time? Do I give him a kiss? Do I act cool and friendly? Are we hugging? Do we have to replay level one of the flirting game, or did we hop straight into bed? This guy is potentially boyfriend material, so I don't want to screw it up. But I loved what we had before so much that I hope we can get there again. I just hope the world he travels in a year apart hasn't changed us both to no return. Thanks, love, Delilah. So they were together all the way to like the hooking up, sleeping with each other phase. A year apart, you get back together. Do you resume instantly? Is there a little regression? Do you go all the way back to day one? Where do you land on the scale, the timeline?
In between day one and the last day. I think that
closer to which than the other?
Probably closer to the last day.
So, okay. So you're saying you're above shaking hands, but below kissing hello.
Yeah, it would be a hug and don't like sit down and start holding. I think that like the level of intimacy, like personal intimacy, and I'm not even talking about sex because that like isn't as intimate.
Yeah, that sex is holding hands.
Holding someone's hand.
That's
is
beautiful. I want to do that forever.
Right, that's like sort of...
That's cheating.
Oh, yeah, big time. I think you hug, and then you, like, take it back to one. And it's not a foregone conclusion that you guys are going to fuck, but, like, it seems to me like you'll get there.
Yeah, I think you'll get there faster. So while the first day hang, like, when you see each other, there is a hug, and it is kind of uncomfortable... what it'll allow you to do is expedite to that point faster. Right. Like the drinks will be getting together. Yeah.
But do make there be a plan. Like you don't want to like go over to his house, hug him, and then wonder if you guys should like jump right into bed.
Right. That's, no, it has to be
weird.
I think it'll just feel like a quick, exciting first date because you guys will have that shared history together.
Yeah. And you have so much to catch up on. I also think it's better that like you each had cool, fun, formative travel experiences.
Yeah, this is like the engagement period I was talking about. This happened naturally.
So you guys can get married now.
Yeah, and you don't get the extra year. Mm-mm. This counted as that year.
Oh, yeah. Sweet ass.
Mate.
That was your Hindu, babe.
Whether you knew it or not.
You guys were both on a gosh damn Hindu.
And now you're back together.
And a stag.
So take it slow, take it easy, but I have a feeling it'll ramp up back to where it was much sooner than it would be because you have that shared history, because you have that previous times spent with that person.
Yep.
That's my personal question. Or sorry, that's my personal opinion. All right, that's it. That's our time. Thank you so much for listening. To those of you who are signed up for our Patreon, Thank you guys so much for doing that. There is, again, 3 episodes of Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir, including one with Ben Schwartz.
And the bonus with Thomas.
That's right. And 2 more bonus episodes of this podcast, episodes that we're not releasing on this feed. So you can listen to 2 extra ad-free bonus episodes and even watch them if you want. And that it's URL again.
Questions never before heard here.
That's right.
Never to be heard again.
That's patreon.com/JA. Toda for listening. Oh, yeah. The closing theme song. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if I didn't do that? Is by Drew. So thanks to the opening one, the Josie parody, and thanks to this closing one by Drew. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Toda and goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta listen to these Jews. Always look out for a John Wolf ruse. Use a bidet when you take a poo. Well, we know that Jake has a bad back. At his wedding, almost had a heart attack. And yell at a bus driver, but we were happy for you and congratulations. And he has a gourd as a father. If she don't text back, well then don't bother. Jake's friend Amir likes math and sports. When he wears a nice suit, he likes to wear shorts. We all love these 2 coy shrews. Listen to If I Were You, the show starts now.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.